Are you ready? Let's go. Gather round and listen to stories from all over the world, sparking creativity and desire. Stories that will inspire. Come on, sit down. It's the best podcast in town. Professor Panda with Story Adventures.
Hello, scholars. It's me, Professor Panda, and I welcome you on another great story adventures. Thank you for coming with us because we have a great story today. It's all about our friend, the dog, the ox, the camel, and a very magical genie. Scholars, have you ever needed help from a friend, and you ask them for assistance, and they flat out refuse you? Well, scholars, if that were to happen, how would you feel? Scholars, that is all what our story adventure is about today. Our story lesson is always about the golden rule, but it's also about working hard. So, scholars, what do you think our friend the camel did when his friend the dog, the horse, and the ox came up to him asking for assistance? Well, scholars, let's find out. But first, have you had a good day? It's been such a good long time since we've talked and had a good calm down corner chat. So, scholars, if you're feeling stressed, don't forget that you can always visit our YouTube channel and visit our calm down corner. But today, I hope you take your deep breath and I hope you're ready for our very good story adventure.
How the camel got his hump. Long ago, when the earth was still new, all the animals worked hard for their friend, man. The horse carried man on his back, the dog fetched wood for him, and the ox plowed the fields. But the lazy camel stayed in the desert and refused to do any work. He spent his time staring at his reflection in a pool of water, admiring his lovely slender neck and his long legs. The camel was always very unfriendly and only had one thing to say to other animals. One day, the horse rode deep into the desert and said to the camel, "Come out and trot with us." Replied the camel. The next to approach the lazy creature was the dog. He came bounding up with a stick in his mouth excitedly. He dropped the stick and said, "Camel, come and fetch and carry like the rest of us." Came the reply as the camel continued to stare at his reflection. When the ox heard how rude the camel had been, he decided to try. He trudged through the hot desert and finally reached the lazy camel. "Come and help us plow," he said. But the only response was, camel was in no mood to talk to anyone. At the end of the day, the man called the three animals together. "The lazy camel is in the desert, refuses to do any work," he said. "That lazy camel in the desert refuses to do any work," he said. "Now you will all have to work double time." The three animals were very angry, and they held a powwow to discuss what could be done. "We won't go working like this," complained the horse, and they all agreed. Presently, the djinn of all deserts appeared in a whoosh and a swoosh, rolling in a cloud of dust. Now, the djinn was a magic creature who always traveled that way. He was in charge of all deserts and was very wise. Oh, djinn of all the deserts, is it right for anyone to be idle with the world being so new? Asked the horse. Certainly not, replied the djinn. Well, said the horse, there is a thing in the middle of the desert with a long neck, long legs, and a flat back. He hasn't done a stroke of work for 3 days. What does he say about it? Asked the djinn.
He only says, hmph,
said the dog.
And he won't fetch and carry.
Does he say anything else? Asked the djinn. No, he refuses to plow, added the ox. Then I shall need to pay this lazy creature a visit. The djinn of all the deserts told the three tired animals. The very hot next day, the camel was, as usual, admiring himself. And suddenly, there was a whoosh and a swoosh, and clouds of sand rose into the air. Camel thought it was a sandstorm until the djinn of all deserts landed in a thump at his feet. Said the camel. Although secretly, he was very interested in the magical vision before him. What is all this I hear? Asked the djinn. Why are you not working with the world being so new? Replied the camel. You have gotten the horse, the dog, and the ox a lot of extra work on account of your laziness. Aren't you a little sorry? Came the same reply. Use that word one more time, and you will be sorry. Warned the djinn. Said the camel. But this was to be once too often. The djinn of all deserts sat with his chin in his hand and began to work a great magic. Soon the perfectly flat back of the camel began to puff up and up into a great big lopping hump. What has happened to my beautiful flat back? Cried the camel, with huge salty tears falling onto a dry sand. Now you have your very own hump, the djinn told him. You brought this upon yourself by your laziness. The camel was startled by this outburst. Now you are going to put that hump to work, continued the djinn.
But how can I work with this huge hump on my back?
The camel quickly replied. It's the hump that will help you, the djinn told him. The hump will hold 3 days' food. You owe everyone 3 days' work. So now you can work and not have to stop to eat. The camel dropped his head sadly. And there will be no time to admire your reflection in the water. The djinn of all deserts added, and with a whoosh and a swoosh, he flew into the air. And so the camel and his hump went to join the horse, the dog, and the ox. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a humph, which we all call hump now, not to hurt his feelings. But he has never yet made up those 3 days that he missed at the beginning of the world. And he has never yet learned how to behave. The end.
What did you think of our friend, the lazy camel? Did he deserve the punishment of losing his flat back? Or do you believe the genie was too harsh on him? Well, scholars, you mustn't forget that every action has a consequence. Also, you must remember to treat people as you would like to treat yourself. The camel, he did not know how to communicate with his friends, and he only was interested in himself. Scholars, if you want to get anywhere in this world, you cannot do it alone. So, scholars, our friend the camel should have paid a little bit more attention to his relationships with the ox, the horse, and the dog, and then just maybe he would not have such a hump. Scholars, this story adventure has tired me out. I think it's time for me to retire back to my laboratory. However, scholars, I had such a great time spending with you, and we had such a great adventure. If you want more adventures, scholars, don't forget we are everywhere where you get pods. Just search Professor Panda's Story Adventures. Also, if you want more content, you can always visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. If you like and want to support our story adventures, don't forget, you can always visit our website, pceocentral.com. We have books, learning material, workbooks, and much more. Scholars, until next time, don't forget, keep reading.